Recording has started.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. I'd like to welcome all of you to the Board of Directors meeting for Odeo Charter School Nonprofit Board, which operates Odeo 2 Charter School, Odeo Charter School 3, Rosemont Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School. I'm Greg Haggard, Chairman of the Board, and I will facilitate the meeting. Let's take the roll first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. Tim Morton.
Hello, Tim Morton. I'm on the Odeo Charter School Board and CEO of Westland Financial Services Incorporated.
Thank you. Laura Barrera.
On mute, Laura.
On mute.
Unmuted, sorry. Laura Barrero, parent representative and board member. I'm director of leasing acquisitions and dispositions for the Gildred Companies.
And I am Greg Haggard, chairman of the board. So we for 1.3, we're at 1.3, establishment of quorum. I'm looking for a motion to approve that. Can I have that?
Motion to approve the quorum.
All those in favor,
Laura, I'll be calling your name. Laura.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim.
Aye.
And Greg is aye. That passes unanimously. So 1.4, the Pledge of Allegiance, always tricky to do by Zoom, but let's see if we can do the Pledge of Allegiance here. Ready? Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everybody. So, 1.5, approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.5, the agenda?
I make a motion, Laura Barrero.
Second, Tim Morton.
Thank you. And I'll be calling for the vote by name, Laura.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. So the agenda is approved. So we're at 2.0, public comment. This is the opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker. And this item is limited to 20 minutes, unless otherwise modified by the chair. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda? Thank you. Hearing none, we are at 2.2, agenda items, public comment. So this is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that do appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes, unless otherwise modified by the chair. Are there any public comments on agenda items?
No.
So moving on, 3.0, administrative items. So 3.1, Odeo Charter School 2, Charter Petition Renewal Update. Mary, I know you have a little report for us on that.
It's been an adventure so far, stellar. Tim, you want to tell them about it?
Sure. The petition for Odeo Charter School's renewal was submitted to the Carlsbad Union High School District. And last week, we did conduct the first step in the process, which is the public hearing. It was, I think, the district's first time doing their Zoom with public comment and everything online. So there was quite a few technical difficulties on their end, unfortunately. But we were able to communicate. Wade did a nice presentation of the program and the justification for renewal. And then we were able to have a few of our parents speak in support. Unfortunately, a few of our additional speakers were queued up to speak, and for whatever reason, the technical difficulties prevented them from doing so. But we were able to communicate a nice positive message, and the success of the school, I felt, successfully. And so now we will have a vote in November, or I think it's December on the renewal action item for the renewal.
They gave us an opportunity to have our students be heard at another meeting. And did we decide not to do that?
I believe we are going to do that at their next regular board meeting because the students were very excited to communicate about the success that they'd had at the school and to really be able to participate in the process. So they will be at the next board meeting.
It was very unfortunate because, of course, we had momentum at that meeting with over 150 people present virtually. The presentation was absolutely extraordinary. I believe, Greg, you were there. And it was, I think we agree, it was really wonderful. But it was beyond repair that evening and they moved on. So that was unfortunate. I'm not sure we'll maintain the same momentum, but we certainly need to let our students have their say. So we're going to proceed with that. I couldn't see any areas in which we were deficient, and in fact, more areas in which we were really quite stellar. So again, we'll see where Carlsbad is in terms of this potentially new responsibility. Remember, we're a state school required by law now to go back to Carlsbad. So we're playing it by ear, and they've been very cordial. We're all trying to do the right thing, so that's where we're at.
Thanks for that, Mary and Tim. And yes, I did watch in on that. It was a little frustrating, but you're correct. Momentum is a great way to describe that. So the schools are, you know, if you finish number one in a category, that would be stellar. So yeah, I think it was stellar. The performance is phenomenal there. So I look forward to participating in the next meeting electronically and being able to watch that, and particularly being able to see and hear the students as they report out, because that's really, that's the part that gives you chills. So thank you, and please let us know about that.
And I'm not sure what else we could do in order to be compliant, you know, and consistent, not only with the law, but with expectations. I think I have to commend staff. I really feel that we've gone over and above in every area, not only instructionally but operationally. Our facilities up to snuff. We've had, you know, people come down and look at it, and it's always passed with flying colors and then some. So we are really in the best position to be approved. And we hope that's the case, because we'd like to have a relationship that is local, where we can work directly and in, you know, a really collaborative way with the home district. So we'll see. We'll know.
I hope so. I really think we've done such a good job there. We've done our part to help these students and return them. It's really impressive to see the number of students return. So we've done our part to get those kids back on track and back into the district. So I really hope that we're successful there. So thank you. And if there's anything else, unless there's anything else, I'm gonna move us to 3.2, the president's report, 3.2.1 school update. Mary, do you have something for us there?
I'm gonna refer that to Tim. He can bring us up to date. A lot of our energy in recent months has been spent on our renewals, and we've come up with three documents. I don't know if Tim's got one handy, but they are huge, huge documents. And there'll be some other ones that you're going to be looking at that are also, the requirements are extremely, oh, there it is. I was laughing this morning with a Student Success Program Board. Our original charter was 7 pages long, which is a tiny little charter, and this is almost 1,000, I'm told. So Lynn and Tim and Jackie and Alina have spent a lot of time, weekends and evenings, in delivering just a model for renewal documents. So can you bring us up to date on the school a little bit, Tim?
Yes. All of our schools, the ones that this corporation oversees, Grossmont Secondary, Sweetwater Secondary, Adeo 2 and Adeo 3 are doing well. We've been implementing our distance learning plan since March 13th, going on 7 months now. Our staff has really done a tremendous job of working hard to support our students during this time and meeting all their needs. We're happy to see that many of our academic and indicators are maintaining high levels during this time, showing the kids are engaged and participating, earning credits. And as Laura mentioned, her son will be graduating soon, and many others are graduating now and throughout the year as well. So many of the assessments we've done in the past in person in the Resource Center, we've transitioned to virtual or online from home, which has been a tremendous amount of work. But we are looking at beginning Monday, beginning to serve a select number of mostly special education students from the resource centers. We've been working hard for several months on a reopening plan with the phase one starting on Monday that will allow us to have a limited number of students and staff in each of the resource centers so they can receive the services and supports that they need, focusing on special ed kids, which is about a fourth of our population, and also those maybe struggling more with some of the online than others. So if that goes well and the conditions in the counties allow us to continue to reopen, we'll begin another phase soon after and allow for more students to come in. We've been collaborating with the County Office of Education, COVID sites for all of our staff. All of our staff will be tested every other month on an ongoing basis, free of charge, and available to all public and private school employees in the counties, and working with their health department to ensure that we're following all the safety guidelines that are proposed so that we can reopen safely and with support of our students. We have about half that want to come back and about half that want to. So we're ready and prepared for all of that.
Thank you, Tim. Unless there's anything else on that, I'll move us to 3.3, which is the updated strategic plan, 3.3.1, Adeo Charter School 2. And so 3.3.1.1, school participation report for the period 2019 to 2020, May 12th, 13, May 4th, 2020, June 25th, 2020. I promise you I won't reread that. Let me see here. Is there anything else in here? I'm sorry. You want to go? Well, I'm lost. I'm sorry. What is it that we need to be doing? Is there, Mary, are you going to give us a report on these items?
Tim?
Collectively?
Are you not looking at the Adeo special board meeting script, are you? We've got... We have two, don't we, Lynn or Angela?
Are you looking at the participation reports, Greg?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
And these are just ongoing informational items for the board based upon our cumulative attendance for the last several learning periods. You'll note that all of them are above our goal of 84%. However, we did dip a little from this year to last year. Mostly due to COVID and kids not able to come into the resource centers, but overall maintaining strong levels of participation, but down a couple percentage points from the previous year based upon capacity of our staff and based upon the enrollment of students. So ongoing information for you just to review.
Yeah, there's no action for that.
Thank you. I apologize. I am not able to read my own writing. So with a apology to you all, I'll continue to move along. We are down to 4.0 consent agenda. And these are items that we'll take on one motion unless any of the board members would like to pull anything out. So do I have a motion for approval of item 4.1.1 and 4.2 through 4.1.3?
So moved to approve the consent agenda, Tim Morton.
Laura Barrero, I second.
And I'll be taking the vote. So Laura?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton?
Aye.
And Greg Haggard, aye. So moving on, action items specific to Adeo Charter School 2. So we have 5.1.1, consider approval of the unaudited actual financial. Mary, is there a report on item 5.1.1?
Yes. Lynn?
Yes. The unaudited actuals for fiscal year 19-20, majority of the funding for charter school is based on the P2 average daily attendance generated by the school. And for Alto schools, normally the P2 ADA reporting is from July 1 through school month 10, which is about last week of March or early week or first week of April. However, SB 117 was passed and the P2 ADA was changed from July 1 to February 29, which is up through school month 8. And this is true for all Alto schools. Having said the background about how we are funded for the fiscal year that got ended, Odeo Charter Schools ended the year with a total fund balance of $1.755 million and with an ADA of $297.94, which means that the revenue is $4,011,227 and the expenditures is $4,122,317. And Odeo, this year, the 1920, we're using the 1920 data to report SB 740 funding determination, which we are going to apply in this current fiscal year. The net result for Odeo 2 is a negative. It's a loss of 111,000. But however, when you look at the revenue, we calculated the per pupil revenue for this school at $13,473.20, and the per pupil expenditures based on P2 ADA is
$13,836. Thank you. Do I have a motion for approval of item 5.1.1?
So Laura Barrero, I make a motion.
Second it, Tim Morton.
Thank you. Laura Barrero, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton?
Aye.
Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. So we're 5.1.2, review the revised preliminary operating budget assumptions. Mary, do we have a staff report on that, or Lynn?
Self-explanatory, but go ahead, Lynn.
Yes. The preliminary revised operational budget, as you know, all our budgets are based on P2 average daily attendance. The one that was approved by the board in June was based on the assumption, we base it on the assumption that the charter schools will be reporting the ADA in the regular manner, and most importantly, enrollment growth will be funded. We developed the prelim budget last May utilizing the estimated ADA revenues provided by the FICMAT, but the governor's budget has not been approved at that time. When the budget act was approved, it stipulated the schools or LEA would be funded for this current year using last fiscal year P2 ADA. There is no funding for enrollment growth. Therefore, we are revising the preliminary operational budget on the P2 ADA for fiscal year 19-20 with an increase of 8.6% in the per pupil funding rate as approved by the governor, as well as those one-time funding and such as learning loss mitigation fund and CTA grant. And overall, the Odeo Corporation School is budgeted on a 1,069 ADA with a corresponding total revenue of $14,705,342. So that's the overall budget revenue for the Odeo Corporation School.
Thank you for that. It's a lot more complicated than that, but I really appreciate that report. Any other comments on that revised budget? And I would look for a motion on 5.1.2.
I'm motion to approve the revised preliminary operational budget.
Laura Barrero, I second.
Okay, I'll call for the vote. Laura Barrero.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Tim Morton, aye.
And Greg Haggard, aye. So that passes unanimously. 5.1.3, consider approval of school plan for student achievement. Mary, do we have a staff report?
Yes, Tim, you want to share with that?
Yes, absolutely. The school plan for student achievement is going to be a one-time document for each school to approve this year. And what it is used to be part of the LCAP, the Local Control Accountability Plan, in previous years that you've reviewed and approved many times. This year, the LCAP has been suspended by the state due to COVID. Instead, they're asking for what you approved last month, the Local Continuity and Attendance Plan, and for those schools that are accepting federal monies, the SIPSA, the School Plan for Student Achievement. So this plan outlines all the activities and expenditures for the school that will be conducted this year. And in order to be compliant, we have to develop the plan, align it with the budget, and then get board approval.
And how long do you expect this plan to be in place?
For 1 year.
1 year. And then what happens at the end of the year?
We're anticipating it will be the LCAP will be a requirement again next year and will be rolled into that plan.
Okay. Any other comments on this from the board or any staff?
I have a comment. I actually really enjoyed reading that summary of what's being done and the improvements that continue to be made. It shows me areas that need improvement as well as areas that we're excelling in. And so actually I'm really going to look forward to seeing the information next year of the continued improvement and how the school is always looking to improve and make things that much better for its student population.
Great. Thank you. So is there a motion to approve 5.1.3?
Laura Barrero, I make a motion to approve.
Tim Morton,
Tim's
second.
Tim's on mute. All right. And I'll vote Laura Barrero.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye, that passes. 5.14, consider approval of 2021 Every Student Succeeds Act Comprehensive Support and Improvement Prompts.
Go ahead, Tim, on that one.
The improvement prompts for this are due to the fact that Audeo 2 receives funding for activities to improve its graduation rate. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago when the state came out with the methodology of how to do a graduation rate based upon 4 years, it put DAS schools at a disadvantage. And so over the last 2 years, we received funding towards specific activities. They're mostly outlined on page 131 of your packet and that we're implementing to improve. And since that time, we've actually seen great improvements on our graduation rate for Audeo 2. And so this is a requirement, this plan and your approval to utilize those funds and to put it in place for the benefit of our students.
Thank you, Tim. You're looking for a motion to approve 5.1.4.
Tim Morton, motion to approve 5.1.4.
Laura Barrero, second.
Thank you. Calling for the vote, Laura Barrero.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Aye.
Greg Haggard, aye. That passes unanimously. 5.1.5, consider approval of the El Dorado Charter Cell Plan Section B Administration Special Ed Local Plan Area. So Mary or Tim.
This is the Lynn and I sit on the CEO Council for El Dorado. This is very similar to the local plan that you've seen before. It's just have some minor updates to better align it with new language and law that's come down for special ed. So you'll, as you read it through, you probably noticed some minor differences. But we recommend, in fact, it's required that all boards for participating schools approve the agreement. So we recommend your vote.
So we're looking to approve by a motion to approve 5.1.5.
Tim Morton approved. Motion to approve 5.1.5.
Laura Barrero, second.
Thank you. Calling for the vote, Laura Barrero.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Aye.
Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. So we're down to 5.2, action items specific to Adeo Charter School 3, approval of the unaudited actuals for fiscal year July 2019 to June 30, 2020.
Lynn, you want to give us just some short highlights on that?
Yeah. Adeo 3 ended the year with a total fund balance of $789,443, and the net result of operations for this year is $537,941. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Motion to approve the unaudited financials 5.2.1.
Laura Barrero, I second the motion.
Thank you for the vote, Laura Barrero.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim.
Aye.
Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. 2.2, review the revised preliminary operating budget assumptions.
Right.
Mary and Steph.
We had a change in our funding. So this is an update. Lynn, you want to hit the high points on that for us?
Yeah, high points on this is the preliminary budget that was the approved by the board in May is with an ADA of 151.85, but we are adjusting it to 120.86. ADA, therefore, it necessitates for us to revise the budget.
And that was because of state action.
That's correct, because of the SB 117.
Yeah, it was not on our account. Okay.
Understood. Thank you. So I'm looking for a motion to approve 5.2.2.
Motion to approve 5.2.2. Tim Morton.
Laura Barrero, I second.
Thank you, Laura. Your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Tim Morton, aye.
Greg Haggard, aye. That passes unanimously. So 5.2.3, consider approval of the school plan for student achievement. Anything different?
No, it's the same thing. Different school.
Add? For the school? Nope. Okay, then I'll just call for the vote on 5.2.3.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion to approve 5.2.3.
Tim Morton, second.
Thank you. Calling for the vote, Laura Barrero.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Aye.
And Greg Haggard, aye. That passes unanimously. Okay. 5.2.4, same. Consider approval of the El Dorado Charter Special Ed Local Plan, same thing, Mary, anything different? We went.
No, it's the same thing, just a different school, different plan.
Okay, I'll look for a motion on that then for 5.2.4.
I was ready to go. Laura Barrero, I make a motion to approve 5.2.4.
Tim Morton, second.
Thank you, I'm calling for the vote, Laura Barrero.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Aye.
Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. So 5.3, we're now on Grossmont Secondary School. Approval of the unaudited financials. Lynn or Mary?
Lynn. Grossmont Secondary School ended the fiscal year 19-20 with a $2.987 million. And the net result of operation for 19-20 fiscal year is $858,263. Thank you.
Thank you. Be looking for a motion to approve.
Tim Morton, to motion to approve 5.2.1.
Laura Barrero, second.
Thank you. Calling for the vote, Laura Barrero.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Aye.
Greg Haggard, aye. That passes unanimously. Number 5.3.2, review the revised preliminary operational budget assumptions.
For Grossman Secondary School, similar to the other schools, we have to revise the budget because of the SB 117. So from 355.27 P to 88 that the board approved in May, we are revising it into 340.23 P to 88.
Thank you. Looking for a motion to approve. Thank you for doing that. Motion to approve 5.3.2.
Motion to approve 5.3.2.
Laura Barrero, second.
And Laura Barrero, your vote.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Aye.
And Greg Haggard, aye. Passes unanimously. Consider approval of the school plan for student achievement 5.3.3. Unless there's anything different, I'll just call for the motion.
Motion to approve 5.3.3. Tim Morton.
Laura Barrero, I second.
Thank you. Laura Barrero, you vote.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Aye.
And Greg Haggard's aye. That passes unanimously. And we're at 5.3.4, consider approval of the Every Student Succeeds Act Comprehensive Support Improvement Prompts. Is there anything different? I'll just call for it. 5.3.4, motion.
Motion to approve. 5.3.4.
Laura Barrero, I second.
Thank you. And Laura Barrero, your vote, please.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. 5.3.5, unless staff tells me there's something unusual, we'll take the vote on that. A motion?
Motion to approve 5.3.5.
Laura Barrero, second.
Thank you. And I'll call for the vote. Laura Barrero.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. So now we're on the Sweetwater. All the same, 5.4. Stop me, staff. There's something you want to tell me about. Otherwise, I'm looking for 5.4.1. Motion to approve.
Well, there are the figures. Lynn has some figures to show.
Oh, thanks, Lynn.
School and then Sweetwater Secondary School ended the year with a $2.394 million, and the net result of operations is $521,362. Thank you.
Thank you. A motion to approve?
Laura Barrera, make a motion to approve 5.4.1.
Tim Morton, second.
Thank you. Laura Barrera, your vote.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. 5.4.2. Use revised preliminary operating budget assumptions.
Sweetwater Secondary School, the preliminary ADA, P to ADA was 344.90. Now we have to reduce it to 310.05. P to ADA as prescribed by SB 117. Thank you.
Thank you. Looking for a motion to approve.
Laura Barrero, motion to approve 5.4.2.
Tim Morton, second.
Thank you. Laura Barrero, your vote.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Aye.
Greg Haggard, aye. Thank you. 5.4.3, looking for a motion to approve.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion to approve 5.4.3.
Tim Morton, second.
Thank you. And Laura Barrero, your vote.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Aye.
And Greg Haggard, aye. That passes unanimously. 5.4.4. Consider approval of El Dorado Charter Plan, Special Ed Local Plan. I'd be looking for a motion to approve.
Tim Morton to make motion to approve 5.4.4.
Laura Barrero, second.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton?
Aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. Toronto announcements, and I just want to say we ripped through all that, but I know there's a ton of work that went into that, and the revising of the budgets is really unfortunate. And thank you for being so diligent on top of your numbers. And as we sort through this, what's going to be a really challenging year. So I appreciate that.
We did not belabor, you know, the difference in the ADAs. We reported the revision, but translated to funding, that was a considerable amount of loss of funding. Lynn, I don't know if you have a figure for all four schools, but do you have an approximate figure? I mean, I know you have it. I don't know if you have it right at your fingertips.
Lynn, you're on mute.
The funding?
The cost.
For the four schools?
Yes.
I don't have the figures in front of me, but I know that there was there's a big amount of funding, but we were able to tighten our expenditures. That's why we were able to balance the budget.
That's right. That's right. But it was in excess of I'm trying to remember the figure. Well, we can get back to you on that. It was a challenging effort. It is not the way we like to go. And the adjustment of the expenses, you know, requires cuts. It impacts both our production and our operation. And so, it's a cutting. So, someone, can you mute? There's a lot of static, and I'm having a hard time hearing. Lynn, are you muted? Yeah. Okay, that's better. So I hope you heard what I said. The significant loss of funding.
Mary, we heard what you said. It was a challenge, but we did hear what you said. I'm glad we didn't spend too much time on it because it's just so disturbing and unnerving that we've had such a dramatic upheaval to our budgets. And it's just sad that the money doesn't fall to students, and I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, that's right.
Actually, Mary, I have the numbers. I just remembered that I have it in front of me. The preliminary budget for Odeo Corporation School was 13.7 million revenue, and then this, although like it says, the ADA was decreased. The Odeo Corp revenue right now is 14.7 million because of those one-time funding and the 8.6.
Lynn, do you just have a approximate figure for the four schools for loss of funding?
I have all the corporations, the auto schools.
I was able to pull up the breakdown. So the ADA change quickly. So we were going to lose for the corporation $387,564 as a result of the ADA lock. We were able to mitigate with that work you were talking about, and instead of losing $387,000, we got back of that $295,000. So we saved ourselves about the loss was only about $90,000 to $384,000 for the idea of work.
Right, but the total loss of revenue was over $200,000, and that has an impact. It has an impact on program. So it's most unfortunate, but
we didn't lose that money. The students lost that money, and that's too bad.
It is. Thank you.
So I better stop talking. Any other comments or board announcements, comments, anything here before we bid you all adieu? Well, we do. I'm going to call for a motion to adjourn and remind us all that we have a separate meeting starting forthwith. So do I have a motion to adjourn?
Tim Morton, motion to adjourn.
Laura Barrero, second. Sorry.
Laura.
Laura Barrero, aye.
Tim Morton.
Aye.
And Greg Haggard, that's aye. So we are done. Thank you very much. I think to do this properly, we should stop the recording and then we'll start up.